I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, July 3rd. City of Quincy has been awarded a $50,000 grant to help the city celebrate the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution next year. The grant is one of 59 state grants totaling $2 million that was awarded to cities and towns across Massachusetts to help celebrate Mass 250. The funds can be used for immersive historical tours and exhibits, community festivals, and educational programming. The Massachusetts Office of Travel and Tourism says the grants will bring history to life. Events in Quincy next year have yet to be announced. The new $61 billion state budget also includes earmarks for Quincy nonprofits and for summer state police patrols on Wollaston Beach. Quincy State Representative Tacky Chan says funding for homeless services, including for Father Bill's in Mainspring, was decreased across the state. Chan says overall, Quincy receives about $70 million in state aid for education, public safety, and infrastructure. It is the second largest source of revenue for the city after property taxes. 24 students recently graduated from the Quincy College Practical Nursing Program. The students received their traditional nursing pins during a ceremony at Quincy High School. Dean of Natural Health Sciences Karen Manning told the new nurses that they are entering a time-honored field. The students completed a 10-month practical nursing certificate program. Catherine Koch of Quincy received the Faculty Award for best representing the college nursing philosophy. And Wilfred Wan from Quincy received the Academic Excellence Award for achieving the highest grade point average in the class. Quincy College also offers a 2-year Associate in Science degree in nursing program. The graduates must now pass a national exam to begin their nursing practice. The Quincy Lions Club has a new slate of officers after a recent ceremony. Gail Bellotti and Christine Cedroni were sworn in as co-presidents of the club this year. They succeed outgoing president Sean Glennon. Glennon reported that under his tenure, the club's membership increased by 16, that they logged over 100 service activities and raised over $80,000 for charities. Several awards were presented to members, including Line of the Year Award to past president David Sawyer, who's been a member for 25 years. A moment of silence was also held in memory of Dr. Carol Ann Speranzo and Tom Hogan. The Quincy Lions Club is over 80 years old. A teenage suspect is facing serious charges following a stabbing Monday night in Weymouth. A 15-year-old male is charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, causing serious bodily injury. Authorities say they received a call about 8:30 Monday night for a report of a stabbing in the area of 1615 Commercial Street in Weymouth. Responding officers found a 19-year-old man suffering from a stab wound. He was transported to a nearby hospital. The injuries are not considered to be life-threatening. The 15-year-old suspect was taken into custody at the scene. It is unclear how or if the 15-year-old and the victim knew each other. The incident remains under investigation. The growing fallout from a public defender work stoppage could now set criminal defendants free across Massachusetts. Many bar advocates, independent attorneys who represent 80% of defendants who can't afford a lawyer, stopped accepting cases last month. The action came as the state refused to pay rates raising for the attorneys who could make double in neighboring states. The Attorney General's office and several district attorneys are asking the court to enact what's called the LaValle Protocol to deal with a growing legal crisis. That protocol mandates that any defendant who has been held for 7 days without representation be released from custody. If a defendant is held for more than 45 days without counsel, their case would be dismissed. 145 defendants will hit that 45-day mark by the end of July. Those are all cases that are now in danger of being dismissed because of a lack of representation. In Massachusetts, bar advocates are paid $65 an hour. That does not include benefits, retirement, or overhead. Some surrounding states pay public defenders double that rate. The Supreme Court will only decide how to address the current work stoppage. Raising pay for bar advocates falls to the legislature. That increase was not included in the budget passed by lawmakers this week. Well, thousands of people will descend on Boston this weekend for the 4th of July, with preparations and celebrations already underway. Harborfest kicked off yesterday with the Middlesex County Fife and Drum Band before a boat-themed cake was cut and served to those in the crowd. Crowds then gathered along the waterfront last night to watch fireworks over Boston Harbor. The sailors aboard the USS Donald Cook are also taking over the city. Their ship is docked at Black Falcon Pier for the weekend. Only this weekend, the sailors will be taking on Boston from the Food to Fenway to Friday night dance floors. There'll also be an FBI presence, but right now they say they are not tracking any specific threats. Fireworks will also be getting an earlier start this year, beginning at 9:40 on Friday night. AAA anticipates travel during the 4th of July week will be busier than ever before, and many were getting a head start on their holiday travel yesterday. The organization says yesterday was the busiest day of the week, and by the afternoon, Massachusetts travelers were already experiencing congestion on the roads. In Massachusetts, AAA anticipates more than 2 million trips throughout the week. The first ever Quincy Maritime Festival will be held July 4th, 5th, and 6th along the Marina Bay Boardwalk to celebrate Quincy 400. Activities will include live music and entertainment, historical reenactments, boat displays and tours, sand sculpture, a bike and a wagon parade, and a beer garden. You can visit Quincy400.com for more information. The Adams National Historical Park in Quincy presents Independence Day at the park. A reading of the Declaration of Independence will be held Friday at 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. at the Adams Farm at Penns Hill on Franklin Street. And then Jefferson and Adams, a stage play, will be performed Friday at 3 p.m. at the United First Parish Church at Quincy Center. The events are free and open to the public. Quincy 400 presents The Journey Continues, a free concert Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center. Featured performers include the Beantown Swing Orchestra, the Boston Lindy Hop Dancers, Lexington Minuteman Reenactors, and the Boston Alarm Company Fife and Drum. The Frank Buckley Memorial Squantum Road Race will be held on July 5th at 10 a.m. at the Squantum Fire Station. All the proceeds will benefit the July 4th parade. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead hosting a colonial chocolate making on July 5th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. A $10 donation is requested. A check of business news this morning. Stocks are mixed. The Dow's down 10 points. The NASDAQ rose 190. And the S&P is up 29. Asian shares mostly gained after U.S. stocks hit another all-time high. The dollar rose. The euro was flat. And oil at $67 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox and Reds split yesterday's doubleheader at Fenway Park, with the Red Sox winning Game 1, 5-3, and then losing last night, 8-4. Sox head to Washington for a series with the Nationals beginning Friday at 11:05 a.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service: hazy, warm, and humid with isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and a high of 89. Some lingering showers this evening, a low 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and more comfortable. A high of 82 degrees. Saturday, hazy sunshine, high of 85. And then Sunday, hot and humid with a high 92. The marine forecast calls for a 1 to 2 foot wave, southwest winds at 5 to 10 knots, and a high tide at 6:40 p.m. Sunrise 5:12, sets at 8:23. One traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Friday at 5:30 a.m. On programming note, there will be no AM Quincy program for the 4th of July. The program will return on Monday, July 7th. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, July 3rd.